Everybody, you're very welcome to our January meeting. It's hard to believe with the end of another month kicked into touch, and I welcome you all this evening to our latest meeting. First of all, in the chairman's remarks, I would like to pass all our sincere sympathy and heartfelt condolences to our chairperson, Gagas Sharvin, on the recent passing of his grandmother, Delia Shields, and also sincere condolences to the family of Jean Osborne Kilray, who passed away on Friday afternoon, and she was the sister-in-law of former Rowallan councillor Sam Osborne. And also, it would be possible if we could send a wee letter and a card to both families, and just to let them know that we're thinking of them both as they prepare to bury their loved ones tomorrow, Tuesday. Also, I'd like to wish a warm welcome back to Michael Lipset, our director. Good to see you back with us, Michael, and look forward to, you know, working with you and the team here in AHC. You all do a good job. But on a subject close to my heart, food regulations, I would like to ask Owen Devlin to give us an update on Brexit information. So it's over to yourself, Owen.
Thank you, Chair. I know some elected members were contacted last week by some media outlets about a letter that had been sent out to certain food businesses in the area, and I just wanted to give a verbal update as to what that's about, just in case any of your constituents would say. Along with DERA, we've sent out a letter to manufacturers and processors who would have some trade both across the border and other parts of the EU, which currently wouldn't need a certification for import or export. And it's really just to give us a picture of what the workload could potentially be in the event of a no deal, if those businesses would need certification for, instance, taking loads of sandwiches across the border. It has been somehow, by Chinese whispers, whatever, it's been misreported. You may have heard on the news as well, where I think one of the other councils had sent it to other types of businesses, which obviously caused a bit of scaremongering. Certainly, if anybody speaks to you about it, I'd encourage them. We'd ask them to fill in a brief questionnaire, not with details of customers or whatever, just really in the regularity and volumes of loads that they might be sent across the border because of the complications would be. We sent out about 140. We give them 10 days. Now, I don't know if it's scaremongering because we certainly haven't had a huge number back. So if any of the businesses mentioned it, please encourage them to send it back because it stands. We've only between sort of 10 and 15 have responded to it as yet, but we will be chasing those up. But it's just really to clarify that it is really to help the businesses in what might be required to help them trade in the event of a no deal. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much, Owen, for the update there on the food regulations with regards to Brexit. I've got apologies from Councillors Sharvin, Hart and Kimmins. Are there any further apologies? There's none. And also declarations of interest. That's fine. We'll now move on to agenda item number 3, which is our action sheets arising from the previous meeting held on the 17th of December in 2018. So on paper copy, we go to page 1, page 2, page 3, that's page 4, part of page 5, which are coloured, and then on the black and white sheets, page 5, page 6, page 7, and page 8. Is there any matters arising from our action sheets? Barra, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Just on page 1, just about the Wi-Fi and community centres, it's been on there forever. You know, it keeps coming up and up and up and up, and it keeps being raised at our meetings and that. So, you know, it's such a good idea. It's I think everyone's, well, the vast majority of people are in favour of it, especially in those areas where there's poor broadband connection and that. We looked at trying to get links in with schools and homework clubs and study groups and that in different community centres across South Armagh. So just, is there any update, or where is that at, or when's it going to come to fruition?
Yes, Chair, we share your frustrations. It has been agreed as a council project. It is being supported through the IT project working group, so we have no indication that it's not going to proceed, but I take your point in terms of timescale, and if you're happy, I'll seek to find when the project is due to complete and come back to you.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Members are happy enough with the action sheets. Could I have a proposer and seconder?
I propose.
And proposed, Councillor Walker, and seconder, Councillor Dorn. Thank you very much. We're now on to agenda number 4, which is the DEA for an update report. So Janine, could I have a wee update, please? Thank you.
Chair members, this is our monthly DEA report this month. We're looking at civic participation, educational wellbeing, health status. We need committee to agree the actions arising from the Mourn from the Downpatrick DEA forums.
Are members happy enough? Proposed by Brian, Councillor Quinn, seconded by Councillor Sean Dorn. That's been adopted. We're on the agenda number 5, which is the recruitment of independent members to DEA fora. I know at this juncture I'd like to place on record our appreciation to the work that our independent members do on the fora. And as I say, probably with the onset of the council elections and with the reconstitution of DEA fora afterwards, you know, as I say, we look forward to that process being completed. But Janine, if you want to give us a wee update on what's going to happen in relation to the recruitment. Thank you.
Yes, Chair. Members may recall the Council enlisted the help of NICFA Sector Matters initially when we were forming the DEAs. They were helping us recruit DEA independent members and the process worked well initially. However, NICFA are no longer contracted to verify the applications in from any new DEA for members and some gaps have appeared. So we're seeking approval to contract another appropriate regional voluntary organisation to help us verify those applications and fill the gaps on the DEA forms for the independent members.
So are members happy enough? Proposer, Councillor Harrell, and seconded by Councillor O'Mara. Thank you very much.
Chair,
go ahead.
Just on that, and when that's happening, I know I've found with our own Rowallan that we did get nominations and some of them nominations aren't turning up. To meetings. There's one particular individual that attended one that hasn't been back since. You know, so I think, you know, when we're going out to source independent members, you know, they give a commitment that they're going to attend. So they are, because it doesn't look good, you know, if you've, the way I put it, empty seats there and the same people not turning up. To it, you know, you want people going to be committed, because I do know people that would be very, very interested, and they didn't make it the last time. Yes, they were on the short list, but they didn't make it, so they didn't.
Thanks so much, Billy. Janine?
Yes, through the chair. I mean, I think in the terms of reference, there is some clause that if an independent member doesn't turn up for a consecutive number of meetings, that we can seek to address that. So we look at that and I'll ask the coordinators to report back on any places that really aren't being filled properly.
Okay, thanks, Janine. Any further questions? Kerogan, that's all right.
Like I say, we have the opposite problem in Downpatrick. If it wasn't for the independent members, we wouldn't have a DEA at all. It feels a very lonely experience sitting on the Downpatrick DEA.
Thanks so much, Kerogan, for your comments. We'll move on to the next item on our agenda. It's agenda item number 6, and that's on the community centre scale of charges for 2019 and 20. So, Janine, we look forward to the update. Thank you.
Yes, Chair members, the purpose of the report is to seek approval for increases in prices charged within community centres by 3% in the next financial year. We did not, the paper's detail, we didn't increase rates in the last financial year, but the rise in cost of community centres means that at present with no other option to increase charges and meet the cost. I can confirm that these prices still remain competitive compared to other facilities and providers in the area, and because we operate a number of facility management agreements with community and voluntary groups who run our facilities on our behalf, they will also enjoy a slice of that increased income.
Thanks so much, Janine. Members happy with the report? Sean,
just one quick question. Why is it dearer with your Bouncy Castle? What's the difference? It's £50 dearer.
It's just around the supervision and maybe larger numbers coming into the centre and bigger usage figures in terms of the birthday party.
Right. I thought maybe for insurance reasons or something like that, I don't know.
We'll have another look at it.
So maybe, Janine, if you could back the press with the one in relation to this parade. Okay, members happy? Could I have a proposer and seconder, please? A proposed, seconded. Okay. have a proposer. It's gone quiet now. Just to say I've missed out. Brian Quinn's proposed seconder. Councillor McNally, thank you. Agenda item number 7 is on the heating system in Ballinheads Community Centre. So I'll ask Janine again to give us an update on what's happening in Ballinheads.
Chair, the boiler, as the report details, the boiler within Ballinheads Community Centre has reached the end of its useful lifespan. We did ask our Energy and Sustainability Officer to commission a report to give us more advice on how we could upgrade the system and get maximum efficiency around the use of any future boiler. Their estimated costs have come back at £69,336, but we are looking at annual savings with a new boiler of over £7,000. We're asking the committee to approve the upgrade of the heating system, and we have the budget already within our existing capital community centre budget.
Okay, Councillor Walker, go ahead, Billy.
Chair, could I make that a proposal? I think it's something that needs done. You know, I don't think it can wait. And as the officer has said, there will be an annual saving year in, year out. So, well, in relation to this, I make that a proposal.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Doran, any further comments? None. That's okay. We'll move on to the next agenda item, which is the approval of the business case for the Netherlands Playground. So I'll ask for a wee update there from Janine. Thank you very much.
Members, report on the Downpatrick Neighbourhood Renewal Action Plan and the development of Netherlands Play Park has already been before you, and AVHC have provided approval for us to proceed with the project. We are back now for approval for the business case, and also as a further update, we have sought to a quality screen and rural proof this decision. We don't anticipate there will be any change to the paper that is in front of you. If that is so, we will take another paper back next month.
Thanks so much, Dean. Councillor Walker, is that right?
Chair, thank you very much. As the proposer of this at the last meeting, in relation to the business case for Meadowlands, I have to say, even though I'm not a councillor for that DEA, I really, really do welcome this, because as the last chair of the old Down Council, I'd worked very closely with that group within Meadowlands, not just that group, but the collective at the time, and I did see a need for something in there. I believe they are one of the depraved areas of the Downpatrick DEA, and I've seen the merit of getting them and having something there for them. So I have to say, I'd make it a proposal that we accept the officer's recommendation. This is long, long overdue. We've talked about this even in the old Legacy Council, so we have, and it's now moving forward, and it seems to be bearing fruit here, so it does. And I want to thank the officers in relation to working up this business case, because, as I said, it's long overdue, and I propose we accept the officer's recommendations.
Thanks, Councillor Walker, for your proposal. Councillor Enright, Hogan.
Well, I'll be seconding that. I've myself worked very hard to keep it on the list of jobs that the interagency group were going to be tackling since the old council, and we've managed to keep it on the list all these years. Clearly, I think the first week our new play park management were appointed, I had them down in Meadowlands looking at the site. I know that the council was struggling to find the money for this, and I think interagency help had really got it over the line. So I'm delighted to see this result. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Councillor. Any further comments? So the paper's been duly proposed and seconded, and so we'll move on to the next item, is the Down Lacca pitch upgrade, and the last caller to give us a wee report and update on that complex upgrade. Thanks very much, Colin.
Thank you, Chair. This report's asking committee to approve the spend from existing budget of £150,000 for the second phase of Darlacky football field to bring it to the IFA standard. and extend the car park on the existing site for an expenditure of $63,000.
Okay, members, any questions? Do I have a proposer? Proposer, Councillor Murray, and seconded by Councillor Fitzpatrick. Agenda item number 10 is Coquille Tennis Court Esplanade, and again, Connor will ask you for an update.
Thank you, Chair. This report is asking committee to consider and approve spend for the upgrade to the Coquille Tennis Court fencing. There was a budget set for $15,000, and from contractors' evaluations, it's $22,800, so an additional $7,000 to the existing capital budget for approval.
Thanks very much, Councillor Doran.
Proposed, Chair.
Proposed by Councillor Doran, seconded. Councillor David Taylor, very seconded, thank you. Agenda item number 11 is health and wellbeing support. Again, I'll ask for we update that report. Connor, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Council's community planning and our larger staff have been working with the two trusts in our district, the Southern Trust and the Association Trust, looking at activity programs for long-term conditioned citizens in the district to participate in activity programs in outdoor facilities. This proposal is to approve for a joint application to the two trusts to fund two posts, a physical coordinator and a physical activity officer that will be based in the public, that will steer these long-term conditioned citizens to activity programs throughout the district.
Thanks very much, Connor. Any questions? Councillor McMurray, Andrew?
I just propose.
Proposed by Councillor McMurray, seconded by Councillor Taylor. Thank you very much. We now move on to our next paper with community trails, and in relation to that, again, Colin will ask you for another update. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. This is asking the committee to approve for the coverage for the community trails that was taken through in October of last year for the Drumcaira, the Tina Dara, Milltown Wood, is to cover the maintenance and insurance costs. The maintenance is already included in the 2019-2020 budgets.
Thanks very much, Councillor McMurray. Andrew?
Just proposed, yeah.
Proposed, Councillor McMurray. Seconder, Councillor Harrell, pushing. Go ahead, don't go in, Michael.
Chair, I just wanted to make the committee aware, I think some members of the committee may be aware already. There's a significant risk that these projects won't happen. We are now, as you know, in January. The monies have from the Rural Development Programme and the Department of Communities has to be spent on the 31st of March. We have planning submitted, but there may be sensitivity issues around the environment. So the Environment Agency may need a number of detailed reports, which may mean that planning pushes us out to the extent where we can't make these happen. However, we're working as hard as we can to do that, but it's just to let you know that there is a major risk given where we are in the calendar year. This might not be able to go ahead this year.
Councillor Walker, Billy?
I actually think that would be a crying shame if there weren't. I actually think that we should be writing to these agencies, telling them the utmost importance of getting this through in relation to funding. Here's funding that we're going to get for projects like that, walking trails, etc. and that. And to be quite frank, you know, for agencies, irrespective of who they are, to be dragging their heels in relation to this could cost not just the trails, but the cost in this council money and that. So they are in relation to these trails and that. And I think we should be contacting the agency and involved and say to them, look, you need to get your finger out here one way or the other. Don't drag your heels because you're going to cost us funding. And the people out there, irrespective of where the trails are, whatever DEA, are going to lose out.
So, Councillor Walker, are you making another proposal?
Yes.
Do I have a seconder?
Yeah.
Just before I let Michael in briefly here, and then.
Chair, just for clarity for the committee, you know, there may well be a good reason for detailed reports to be required. Now, we don't know that that's the case, but if that is the case, I wouldn't necessarily refer to it as the agency dragging its heels. It's just going through its due process. And as a local authority, we have to carry out due diligence and all of these things. So if there are detailed reports, we'll have to do them. I'm merely pointing out that if we get into that situation, there may not be enough time to get the planning done and to get us on site. This is due to spending deadlines imposed by the department and others. It's not our fault. It's not the Environment Agency's fault. It's just where we find ourselves, and we're trying to push as hard as we can to make it happen.
So no seconder then, no? So Billy, is that? Okay, no problem then, second. Then on, so we have a proposal from Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Murray. All in favour of the proposal? Against? Go ahead, Councillor Murray.
I don't think anyone's for or against the proposal that Billy made. I think we all agree with Billy that it would be a crying shame to see a penny wasted. And if these trails, I'm sure the community trails are going to be fantastic, these walking trails, if they were in Sleaf Mullion DA, I'd be saying the exact same thing. But I don't think, from listening to Michael, it seems that if there's objections to this, or if there's community questions about this here, if there's reports that have to be carried out, well, that has to be done. Like, but claiming that somebody's dragging their heels on, I don't think that's necessarily the case, is it?
Go ahead. Chair, I might be able to help. Sorry, I should have said this. We are in contact with the department. I've asked the planners to talk to them, and we will be in contact. So we will be making the points that you've suggested. Yeah. So we don't need the fastest.
Well, that's fine. Then, but then what
we'll be doing that as a matter of course if the committee's happy with it.
Yeah. And maybe Michael at the next meeting of AFC can give us an update on what progress has been made, if members are happy. Thank you very much for that one. So we move on to agenda item number 13, which is the All-Party Group on Sustainable Development. And in relation to this All-Party Group, which you'll be getting a report on, we're required two nominations, and they have to be submitted by tonight for the remainder of the term of council. So I'll ask the officer to give us an update on the All-Party Group on Sustainable Development. So,
Mr. Chair, towards the end of last year, Sustainable Northern Ireland, NILGA and the Institute of Engineers have held an event to raise awareness among local and elected members. And as a part of that event, they've written to the council asking, firstly, that we would like to be involved, and secondly, that we would nominate two elected members to sit on the new group. As the Chair has said, the group will meet on a quarterly basis, and the first meeting is planned to be held in March 2019. So we're looking for nominations. Firstly, that we're happy to get involved, and then the two councillors will be nominated as representatives.
Yes. Well, we'll do it this stage. I'll ask for a proposer and seconder for it to approve the paper. Proposed by Councillor Fitzpatrick, seconded by Councillor Walker, and then as I say, we'll come to the business of nominations. I've been advised by the officers that we have the two nominations tonight from this committee. I know with the proximity of the council elections on the 2nd of May, I know it's just there's only been one meeting involved, so if we have two nominations for tonight to go forward, and then maybe after the elections, whoever's here, then it'll be up to the party leaders to decide who the permanent fixtures will be on that body. So I'd invite nominations from a proposal for Councillor Andrews, proposed by Councillor Patrick, seconded by Councillor Walker. Any further nominations?
Well, I'm going to propose myself, Chairperson.
I was going to propose as well.
Well, then, are there any further nominations from the floor? Any nominations from your party? That's fine. Okay. So, then, as I said, there's been two nominations. See, just the thing is, Barry, tonight, the situation is that it doesn't have to be tonight. What we could do is it could be resolved at full council then. But two nominations from tonight's meeting, and then at the subsequent council meeting, they could be decided upon. Fair enough, that's fine. Okay, well, thanks very much. Thanks for the nominations. So we move on to item number 14 in the paper, and it's South Armagh Southbound Peace Service. So Janine, it's over to you for the update.
This chair is for members to note, and we have an initial decision back on the Peace Centre.
and it hasn't been a happy decision. We are meeting with SEUPB this week for a full debrief, and then we'll have more information from members on why the application wasn't successful.
Any questions? Barra, go ahead.
Thanks, Chair. No, I've been speaking to some of the applicants from Calma, and they're really, really frustrated over this. You know, I'd go as far as say they're pretty angry over this. Just over some of the, it would suggest from reading through this here that there's a lack of evidence to substantiate a willingness from all sections of the community to use the facility. And I'm led to believe that there were letters of support from right across all sections of the community for the facility. Calma remains probably the only village in South Armagh that doesn't have a community centre. It's one that, just whenever you drive. It's a significant village. It's larger than most of the villages in South Armagh. There's a lot of good work goes on in Calma. There's the Peace Garden, which has brought people from Twaddale Avenue down and has been trying to bring communities together in Calma. There's huge frustration around this project getting knocked back. And I propose, if it's within the gift, that officers can make contact with the applicants, with the group, with the community group in Calma, to look at any way forward or any method of appeal or anything there is. Could somebody do that?
Okay, thanks very much. Kate, go ahead, sorry.
Thank you, Chair. I would just like to echo the sentiments that Barra made there and express my own disappointment and that of the whole community of Calma that this project didn't meet the required threshold. In the report, it has given us three reasons for that. And during the week, we received an email from Justina McCabe, who has informed us that she has been meeting up with the steering group to find out further information and understanding on how they came to this decision. And then she has informed us that she'll meet up with the project partners to try to agree a way forward.
Thank you, Chair. And then we'll move on to item number 15, which is for noting is flooding at Steen Park in Newton Hamilton. Is there any questions on table 15?
Yeah, thanks, Marion. I really enjoyed reading through this report. Again, I'm just going to say again, just for the record and for the benefit of this committee and recordings and everything, Jim Steen Park's at the bottom of a hill. Everywhere, every angle you look at it, it's a hill. The only side of it that's not at the bottom of the hill is the side that's beside a river. You can see it on the map there. The river just runs adjacent to the sideline of Jim Steen Park. The Rivers Agency came out and said, right, it's not the river that's causing the problem. It's not, and in this instance, it's not the river. The river only causes a problem when the riverbed fills up with silt and that, which happens from time to time, and it spills across. They also said it's not this time from the blocked drains, which is the water pouring down from Dungormley Estate, because the drains were all blasted out. They've identified now a third possible way that it can flood, which is coming from a stream, a rivulet, at the back of Meadowvale, which is on the Armagh Road out in Newtown, and you can see it on the map as well, where it's coming down through farmers' land, through private land, and it's coming out and it's spilling out onto the car park and onto this place where we want to put a play park. I've been saying all along, I'll keep saying, this place will always flood. It will always flood. It makes the recommendation here, let's make the landowner put shores in or do something to stop Jim Steen Park from flooding. Jim Steen Park's at the bottom of the hill. The land is almost at the bottom of the hill. I've been told that the farmer has said he doesn't want his land to flood. You know, if the water's going to come running down from Meadowvale, he's happy to let it run through his land and break out at the bottom of the hill. Look, I've said from day one about flooding being one of the issues. One of the other issues, I see on the map about the fencing and all that sort of thing, the fact that it's isolated and all that access. But in this, in terms of this flooding, Jimstein Park will always flood because it's at the bottom of the hill.
Thanks.
Thanks, Paul. Any further comments?
Just a quick question. What do the farmers say they're not going to do it? What can we do then? The farmers just turn around to the rivers and say, no, we're not spending our money on this here. Sort it out yourselves. What can we do about that?
Yes, thank you, Chair. The Rivers Agency and the Medicine State, they've imposed two orders on it, one to the farmer and the landowner, if you like, on the map that's in the blue. The other line on the red is a joint shared one between ourselves and the housing executive. What Rivers Agency has told us that they have assessed that if the farmer doesn't, they have a right to prosecute. If it's not.
So the Rivers Agency are dealing with, Conor, I've been dealing with the Rivers Agency for years, and they're the worst agency I deal with. All they care about is the river running free, right? They don't care about that, which is not knows the river running free, they don't care about trees along in it, or our people's property either. And for the say that we could prosecute them, but they just say no, we're not doing it. You know?
Sorry, just as a farmer's wife, I can assure you they will prosecute you. So I've been there, done that, and I have the T-shirt to prove it, so they do prosecute.
Thanks, Julia. Barrows?
Yeah, just I agree with Julian. I could see a farmer being prosecuted out of this, which is ridiculous. Whenever, you know, like, we're talking about a play park here or a play park there. No, let's put the play park here, but the people don't really want it there. But let's put it here, and let's prosecute the farmer who won't drain his land. Because if we don't do that, if we don't prosecute him, the place is going to flood. So let's prosecute him. Like, it's not going to create a good news story. We eventually got the play park in Jimstein Park. Even though it's not what everyone wanted, we had to prosecute one farmer. I don't think anybody wants that. I don't want that. And none of the Steve Bunyan councillors, I don't imagine, want anyone prosecuted over the head of land that has flooded forever and ever. As I said before about playing for Ajax United and that pitch flooding whenever it's wet, that pitch floods. But anyway, I don't want to see anyone prosecuted over it.
Thanks. No further comments. Thanks very much, Owen. And the next 2 items were proposed to go into committee. Could have a proposal for to go into committee. But what I have to do, I have to read out some legal terms here. Under the Local Government Northern Ireland Act 2014, Schedule 6, these items are deemed to be exempt under Paragraph 3 of Part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland. Information relating to the financial and business affairs of any particular person, including the council, that information. And the public may by this resolution be excluded from these items of business. So I could have a proposer. Proposed by Councillor Fitzpatrick. Seconder, Councillor Walker. Thanks. Just more this, and what I have to read now, under agenda item number 16, which was a verbal update on the squash facilities at Down Leisure Centre, while the committee was in closed session, it was agreed to note the verbal update on the squash facilities at Down Leisure Centre. And in addition, an agenda item number 17, which was a verbal update on the Newry Tennis Bubble, it was agreed to note the verbal update on Newry Tennis Bubble. So I'd like to thank everybody tonight for their contributions and safe home, and thanks for coming along.